Listen, it's The Bert Show.
All right, you guys, I have to share this DM with you guys. I have been getting so many. You really have made me rethink this thing. I've been getting so many nice DMs, obviously. The show's coming over. It's going to be over on October 24th. And the amount of love that I think we have all felt over the course of the last couple of weeks has really, from time to time, makes me go like, this is a pretty good situation here. What are you doing? What are you doing? I'm chasing joy, man. I am really trying to live authentically. And I just feel like I've done this for 25 years. And I'm ready to travel, I'm ready to start a new part of my life. But when I get messages like this, man, and you realize, and I've said this over and over and over again, so excuse me if I'm saying the same thing. We come in here every morning. We make jokes. This is such an amazing job, you guys. We get to come in here and say the stupidest things and we get paid for it. We get to talk about pop culture and get paid for it. I'm sitting here joking with my friends, drinking coffee, and getting paid for it. And when you're behind a mic like this, I don't think that you realize, you can't let yourself realize, like, somehow, some way, we're having such a big impact in somebody's life that's listening in the car and that we're doing really important work. I've never come in here, really. There are very few days that I've come in here. Like when we're doing fundraisers, I really feel like we are doing important work. But on most days when we're just chopping it up with each other, I don't come in here going, this is a really important job. We got a job to do for the people because we are doing something really important. So when we get DMs, or I'm getting DMs, from people saying, you guys literally changed my life and you're part of my routine and you got me through a really difficult time. These are the ones that are really touching me and I want to share with you guys because it has to do with all of us. This one specifically here, Kristen, is going to focus a lot on you.
Okay.
It says, I don't know where to begin on how much I'm going to miss you guys. I would say the Bert Show to me is like morning coffee to a caffeine addict. My day feels so off if I haven't heard your voices. My husband and I tried for 7 years to get pregnant. Mm. I knew IVF was inevitable, but it was like I was in denial and honestly scared to death of what the doctor would tell me. Because Kristen was given the platform and had the courage to share her journey, I finally mustered up the courage and sought out fertility treatments. Without her influence and your show, I wouldn't have my three boys, twins, who are right between Jimmy and Ace's age and a year old. If you look at the total impact you guys have had literally all over the world, I don't know about that.
I don't know. We're ranked 139 in the Netherlands.
That's right. I know this is so, so incredibly tiny. No, it's not. No, it's not. But those three little boys are my world, and I am forever indebted to you.
That's beautiful, but did you name them after us?
Oh, yeah, she did say there's three of them, Bert, Kristen, and Abby.
You could tell us you love us, or you can show us if you didn't name those kids. Besides that, you guys have gifted me countless tidbits of advice. You've shared real, funny stories that I could relate to and made me feel normal. Not to mention, and at the risk of sounding like a total weirdo, you became my friends I have literally never met. This is how I feel about Heather McMahon. Shortly after you began sharing the news that you were dating Amanda, it was so clear how happy and at peace you were. I sent you a message saying that this is the perfect storybook ending that I can get on board with if you were to end the show. Well, she writes, here we are. And it holds true. You deserve nothing less than congratulations, heartfelt thanks, and the most sincere wishes. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I can't wait to see where this new chapter takes you. Good things are in store. P.S. I'll be following along, waiting, and hoping to hear more about the travel group that you and Amanda are starting.
That's really nice. That was beautiful, and I'm so glad. Yeah, the TTC Club, man, that was something that I was not prepared for, obviously. And while it was such a difficult journey, the connections that were able to be made, I will forever be grateful for. And just the different vantage point you have on parenthood and motherhood, and the roller coaster of emotions, because I get it, because you want to be able to do this on your own, and not being able to do it, you feel like the biggest failure as a woman ever. Like, it takes such a toll on your self-worth and your self-esteem. But to hear that she's got three beautiful baby boys, that makes my heart so happy.
Little Bert, Kristen, and Abby. Precious little babies.
And what's odd is I never second guessed sharing that journey. I really honestly felt it's not something I ever wanted to go through. But when it happened, I'm like, okay, you can't have a testimony unless you're tested. And I was being tested, and it felt like that was my testimony, and it needed to be talked about, because when we first started going through it, it was like, man, there's really not a lot of people talking about this. So I'm glad it's become less taboo. There's less stigma. And I'm seeing that for just a lot of stuff. I'm seeing that when it comes to mental health. I'm seeing that when it comes to grief. I'm seeing that when it comes to infertility. I'm seeing that when it comes to a lot of subject matters. And I think that actually is one of the good sides of social media, is allowing people to be vulnerable and open and honest, and building these communities where it's like, man, I'm not going through this alone. There's so many other people out there who are enduring the same pain I am.
I think I'm starting to get it now, and I felt this in listening to a podcast this week from somebody that was retiring also, and had all of the same, he's rattling off all the same questions and insecurities and anxiousness he has about his retirement and moving on from the entertainment field. And as I'm listening to it, it's almost like I'm seeing, like he's saying the exact same things that I'm going through. And now I get it. Like, I think when I was going through my divorce or battle with like my discipline with alcohol or your IVF or you and your dating and having that horrible experience in Europe with that guy, and you were so hopeful. I think what the show has done over 25 years that we were very, very good at is making others feel seen by allowing ourselves to share our personal lives.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
We might have never met. We have never met her. She said we're her best friends and she's never even met her. But through our words, she felt a connection. And I think especially now in this time where we feel so disconnected and it does feel so divisive in this time in our life, I think connection, even if you're listening to people on the radio going through their struggles and sharing them through divorce and co-parenting, whatever else we were talking about, or God, Cassie's bad. I mean, who couldn't listen to the show the last couple of years and identify with Cassie, but also say, thank God my life is not Cassie.
You're welcome. Thanks for the perspective, babe.
Right? So I think that maybe is the thing that I'm so glad anybody that signs up to do this show has to be brave. They have to be courageous. They have to be funny. They have to be smart. And they have to be courageous
That's
enough to...
That's debatable.
Did you hear Mikey talk about trying to make ramen noodles this morning?
True.
Smart might be optional.
He's not a full-time member.
That's true.
Yeah, the part-time members, they can be stupid. But I do think at the end of the day, it's all been about connection.
1,000%. Like that's, and I mean, that's why we do what we do to hopefully make an impact. I mean, I've said time and time again, what's the point of having a voice if you're not going to use it for good? And that's showing the good, bad, and ugly side of ourselves. And it's... It can take a toll, because there are some people who are going to receive it and you're going to find that community. And then there are some people who are going to take advantage of that and they're going to exploit that and they're going to judge you for that. But at the end of the day, you just have to stay true to yourself. And I feel like the show has stayed true to itself.
There are shows up and down the dial in every single city that come in. They're very fun. They talk about very superficial things. They hit a commercial or they hit music and they move on, right? But they're not connecting. And that's the thing that I want for Abby in her next job, is that this is few and far between now. What we're doing is few and far between. And she's so talented and she's so good and she's so vulnerable that I know her search is probably a little frustrating, because there aren't just a lot of shows like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I kind of knew when I came here, I'm like, this might be my first and last chance to ever get to do a radio morning show, which is kind of all I ever wanted to do in radio. So it's tough kind of looking at all these opportunities and going, wow, this is so exciting. I'm so grateful to have Bert backing me up and, you know, everything I've done being able to get me to these certain places. But I'm like, yeah, I don't know that I'll ever get to experience what we've created here. So I'm going to miss it.
For sure you won't.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.